The Independent and Minority Party MPs and Senators are working together to challenge the federal government's control of the Parliament. Top of the list for most of the crossbench is a plan to pass laws to bring asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island to Australia for medical treatment. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us. Melissa, the new member for Wentworth, Dr. Karen Phelps, is leading the charge to have asylum seekers brought to Australia.
She is. She's going to introduce a bill to Parliament on Monday that would allow a temporary transfer of any asylum seeker, children or adults, to come to Australia for medical treatment if two doctors see the need for that. And Dr. Karen Phelps says she believes all remaining on both Nauru and Manus Island do need a medical or psychiatric treatment as a matter of urgency. Now, this has the support of most of the crossbench. They are hoping that Labor will support them too, along with some government backbenchers who have publicly raised concerns about it. Karen Phelps, she believes it could well succeed in bringing about a resolution to this issue because she describes it as a medical process, not a political one.
This is a humanitarian crisis, that this is a medical solution, and it is something that will not affect border protection, it will not affect other government policies. It's really about getting the right kind of medical and psychiatric care for people who are suffering. And, you know, as a doctor, I can't go on seeing people, knowing people are suffering on Australia's watch.
Independent MP Karen Phelps there. And Melissa, Labor is trying to take advantage of the shifting numbers too by introducing its own legislation aimed at preventing discrimination against gay students at religious schools.
They're introducing an amendment today in the Senate, hoping to remove the exemption in the Sex Discrimination Act that does allow religious schools to discriminate against gay students. The government had promised to do this by the end of the year. They both agree that this is what should happen, but negotiations stall because the government wants to keep in provisions that allow religious schools to discriminate against gay teachers, and Labor wants that exemption closed too. So in lieu of agreement, Labor is today going to move its own amendment and believes it could well get support from Senate crossbench and eventually the lower house too to pass it.
And with those crossbench using its numbers to push these issues, does it mean the government's losing control of the Parliament?
Well, there's certainly a different dynamic, and it highlights that there is a difference between executive power of the government and the parliamentary power. Now, for a combination of non-government MPs to bring about a bill and actually manage to pass it, they need an absolute majority in both chambers. So for the crossbenchers, they need all of them to agree, and that includes Bob Katter, who often differs in views from the others, and they need all of Labor and possibly a government backbencher or two, made harder by the absence of one Labor MP. So they're certainly trying when it comes to a National Integrity Commission, live exports, climate change. They're going to push for this. The Greens' Adam Bandt is confident that if they can show they've got consensus, the government will fall into line.
When it gets to the point that it is clear that a majority of both houses of Parliament want something to happen, then it usually happens. It can happen with the government changing its mind, and that may well happen very soon.
Greens MP Adam Bandt, and before that, our reporter Melissa Clark.